Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Iacopinti and Matt Harmon for tonight's game.
And a good Saturday afternoon, everyone listening back home on 1160 and 1310 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast from Monmouth University Men's Basketball. Today we are in Brooklyn at the Wellness, Recreation, and Athletic Center on campus at LIU Brooklyn for the Hawks and the Blackbirds. Eddie Iacopinti and Steve Bazaz, your broadcast team today, and we're happy to be joined in pregame by Monmouth University assistant coach Rick Callahan. It was Coach Callahan's job to scout this LIU team, who's unbeaten in league play, the defending conference tournament champions. Coach, what'd you see on film about LIU? We know they're pretty good. What'd you see specifically?
They like to score. They score a lot. Yeah, they actually lead the league in scoring, and they certainly like to get out in transition. They push it a lot in transition, and they've got a very well-balanced attack. All five guys who start can score. They have three guards who shoot it pretty well. Their post players are very effective in the low post, and they got one forward who can, Olawasewere, who can really shoot the ball from three.
Coach, it kind of seems that LIU Brooklyn is built similar to Harvard, where they have two really good bigs, and then they're surrounded by skilled, talented guards who can shoot. But like you just said, maybe the difference is where Harvard was half-court efficient, these guys really like to get up and down the floor. Tempo-wise, do you see your team trying to slow the tempo down? Are you just going to play the way that you guys play and look to get out in the break? Or are you going to look to slow this game down and try to control tempo?
No, we're going to try and get out and get up and down and get after them as well. And it'll be a high possession game. We do want to make them guard us. Teams have not been able to force them to guard them for long periods of time. We want them to guard us for 25, 30 seconds every possession. So if we're capable of doing that because they don't pressure us, hopefully that'll add to our advantage. And then when we do get stops, let's get out and run and try and score.
Coach, today you'll be without the services of freshman Andrew Nicholas, who will miss this game with a strained hip. Ed Waite back in the starting lineup. Ed looked to be pretty comfortable coming off the bench. What do you expect from him now as he's inserted back into the starting lineup?
Well, he's done both, and it's just this is just one of those years where we'll have to have a multiple different kinds of starting lineups, depending on foul trouble, depending on health, depending on performance.
Well, Coach, we'd like to appreciate you. We appreciate it for you joining us in pregame. Good luck today against the Blackbirds.
Always great to join you, Eddie. Steve, it's good to be here, and I look forward to a fun game tonight.
I'll tell you what, we could have, if it was possible for you to coach and broadcast, I'd want that to happen.
We'd have a great three-man team.
We should mic you up.
Or no, maybe we don't want to do that. Good luck, fellas.
Thanks, Coach Callahan, for joining us.
Thanks.
That's Monmouth University assistant basketball coach Rick Callahan. We'd like to thank him for joining us in the pregame. We're always very fortunate to get either Coach Callahan, Coach Reese, or Coach Phelps to join us. As now, again, alongside Steve Bazaz this afternoon, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. We're happy to welcome you along to another broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball. And, Steve, we heard Coach Callahan say this LIU Brooklyn team, and, yes, that is the name now. Long Island is done. Long Island University is done. They're either LIU Brooklyn or just plain old LIU. They like to get up and down. They like to score. They're the leading scoring team in the Northeast Conference. I know you took a close look at them. And specifically, what jumps off the paper at you about this team?
Well, Coach Callahan said it, Eddie. They like to get up and down the floor. They like to play a lot of offense. They want to run. They want to get out on the break. And they're going to shoot a lot of quick shots. Watching them last year in the tournament game, they played North Carolina, and they didn't back down. They really went after those guys. And, that was something going into that game in a tournament game. How are they going to play matching up against a huge foe like North Carolina? And now you fast forward to this year, and LIU brings back basically their whole team from last year's championship team. They're already off to a great start. They're 5-0 in conference and league play. So they have a lot going on. And another thing, too, Eddie, is that they're pretty young. They only start one senior. So not only do they have a good shot to win the conference this year, but they bring almost everybody back next year. So, again, we're only five games deep into conference play this year. But this team is very, very good. They are loaded. They have four guys who basically score in double figures in their starting lineup. So this team, and they have good three-point shooters surrounded by, again, two very good post guys who both average 16 points per game. So this obviously projects to be a tough matchup for the Hawks, as St. Francis, New York, on Thursday looked to play faster than the Hawks up and down. Well, LIU scores more and is faster than them up and down the floor, so we'll see how the Hawks can control tempo in this game.
The Blackbirds come into this game this afternoon. It is a matinee affair. if you will, at 11-6 and 5-0 in Northeast Conference play. The Hawks come in at 3-15 and 1-4 in the league. MU has dropped three straight. LIU Brooklyn has won six consecutive games, and in all of those games, they have scored over 79 points a game. In league play, Steve, they score 82.2 points a game. We don't want to belabor the point too much. They do give up a lot of points, too, but I think that's more a byproduct of the way they play than not the way that they play defense. They like a lot of possessions. They want to get up and down the floor. And one thing that really jumps off the page, they shoot it really well from the field, from three, and at the foul line.
Well, they have a great balance. They're led by Julian Boyd and Jamal Olasuwer. How about that, huh? I actually pronounced that right.
And it was spot on.
Yeah, thank you. They both average 16 points per game, and they do seem to be very similar built to Harvard. When Harvard had Keith Wright and the Casey kid down low, and Keith Wright really dominated the game against the Hawks at the MAC. So look for Julian Boyd to get a lot of touches down low. Olasuwer can play down low and also step out and shoot. So they're built very similar to Harvard. And Julian Boyd was a guy who was first team All-NEC last year. He's a guy who definitely has a chance to win Player of the Year in the NEC. Olasuwer won NEC Player of the Week last week, averaging 27 points in those two games last week for the Blackbirds. So they are very talented. And then when you have two bigs down low who can score and play, what's better than having shooters around them? And Culpo and Brickman both shooting at 40% or better from three-point range. And Brickman is a great NEC point guard as he averages around six assists per game. So he really gets everybody involved. And when you shoot as much as LIU does, you're going to score a lot of points. You're going to have a lot of guys who are in double figures. You're going to tally up the assist total. Another great stat I saw, Eddie, was looking at the field goals from the field goal defense. Most teams' shot attempts for the year are in the 800s. Well, LIU's opponents have almost 1,200 shots this year. That means that LIU shoots a lot early in the possession, and then the other teams are looking to get out and score a lot. I don't think Monmouth, if they can't get out in transition and get easy baskets, they're really going to have to work on offense and really take good, efficient shots to have a chance in this game.
While LIU doesn't have necessarily the signature win on their schedule that Wagner had, beating Pitt, and some of the big wins that the Seahawks had, they've been just very solid. They've got wins against good teams, not great teams. Out of league, they weren't fantastic, losing to Hofstra, Old Dominion, Penn State, a really good Iona team. That actually was a track meet, 184 in regulation, and also Columbia and Norfolk State. But they've done really well against teams in the league, obviously, being 5-0. And they also defeated a Lafayette team that beat Monmouth. Well, LIU Brooklyn won that game 82-80, as we now take a look at the Monmouth team that we'll see this afternoon. Mentioned it to Coach Callahan. They're without the services of Andrew Nicholas. He strained a hip the other day. He had just came back off of the concussion. Played against UNC, Wagner, and Harvard. So Ed Waite, Steve, will go back in the starting lineup. And is Ed the key? Who's the key in this game? Because MU, if they're going to keep up with LIU, is going to have to score a lot of points.
They're going to have to score a lot of points, and they're going to really have to control the bigs. And that puts all the bigs on Monmouth as a key. Ed Waite, Marcus Ware, Phil Waite, and even Mike Myers, if he has to slide down at all to a big spot. That's the key right there. You got to really try to control these bigs from LIU. You got to hope that they don't get easy baskets. You want to make their night as tough as you can. But something that LIU doesn't do well is rebound very well on the offensive end. Monmouth's got to really attack the glass, try to get to the offensive glass. They only had one offensive rebound in the first half against St. Francis, New York on Thursday night. They've really got to get to the glass, and that's where Ed Waite is really at his best. And maybe it's a good sign that Ed Waite can get extended minutes in this game where he can try to attack the glass and get some easy baskets for some second chance points.
And Steve, what will be, again, MU at the bottom of the NEC standings, LIU Brooklyn at the top. What are those keys to the game? By the way, the Blackbirds are putting on an absolute dunk display here in warm-ups. What are some of your keys? Again, you alluded to it earlier. It'll be hitting the defensive glass, the offensive glass, trying to extend possessions. But what are either some of the keys or some of the players that you're looking for out of this Monmouth team in order to not only keep this game close, but maybe try to pull off a shocker?
Well, the first thing for me, Eddie, is tempo of the game. And St. Francis, New York played faster than Monmouth on Thursday night. And St. Francis, New York doesn't nearly get up and down the floor as fast, and they don't score as many points as LIU. So tempo and trying to run with these guys for 40 minutes, I think does not behoove the Hawks by any stretch of the imagination. I think the Hawks are going to play their style. They're going to really guard you and really get up on you and try to be aggressive. But if they don't have anything in transition early, they can't force shots. They really have to get the ball out, reset the offense, and run efficient offense. Like Coach Callahan said, LIU doesn't want to guard you for very long. And if you shoot early in offense, it better be a good shot or a layup in transition, because if you shoot early and it's a bad shot, LIU is going to go right down your throat and get easy baskets. So Monmouth's going to have to run efficient offense, really control the tempo, try to get the shot clock under 15 every possession if you don't have anything early, to see if you can control the tempo in this game. And then really my second key, Eddie, was offensive rebounds. If Monmouth can attack the glass and get second and third chance opportunities, well, getting second and third opportunities prevents LIU from getting rebounds and running in transition, and that's going to be Ed Waite. Ed Waite's got to play a big role in this game on the glass, getting offensive rebounds and getting opportunities, maybe even getting to the foul line to slow this game down a little bit.
It'll be LIU Brooklyn. Changed the name back on January 1st of this year, so they've only been that school technically for a few weeks, against the Monmouth Hawks in this afternoon's contest. Here at the Wellness, Recreation, and Athletic Center. It's almost as long a name as the Multipurpose Activity Center.
Right.
On campus here in Brooklyn. We are in the heart of Brooklyn. Juniors, the legendary restaurant is across the street. We, however, found the greatest hole-in-the-wall pizza place ever.
Nice place.
In pregame, a little Pipitone's pizza. We've got the band queued up. They're directly to Steve's and mine's left. They're loud, and you'll hear them all day. Normally a good crowd on hand to see this LIU squad. And it should be a good one. It should be an up-and-down entertaining basketball game this afternoon. What we'll do right now is we'll take a break. 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the starting lineups, and we'll have the tip for you between the LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds and the Monmouth University Hawks. And it'll be right here on your home for MU hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even move your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
We're back with you again inside the Wellness Center on campus at LIU. We are in Brooklyn, New York this afternoon. You gotta like these early tip-offs, and it'll be the Hawks and it'll be the Blackbirds. Before we get to the game, let's quickly give you the starting lineups for both teams. The starting lineups are brought to you by Kidsville News, Monmouth County's fun family newspaper, an educational resource. Visit them online at kidsvillenews.com/centralnj. First, we'll do the visiting Monmouth Hawks, and they'll start Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele, the same two guards that have started all season long. Austin Tillotson will join him in the backcourt, the freshman, averaging 5.5 points a game. Marcus Ware will start in the front court alongside Ed Waite getting the start today because freshman Andrew Nicholas out with a strained hip, and the first-year head coach of the Monmouth University Hawks, a 1992 graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, is King Rice. Now take a look at the LIU Brooklyn starting lineup. They go with a three-guard, two-forward alignment. Led in the backcourt by guard Jason Brickman. 8 points, three rebounds a game. He leads the team with 105 assists on the season. C.J. Garner, one of three LIU starters, averaging in double figures. 10.9 points per game for the junior transfer from the University of South Alabama. Michael Culpo, the only senior in the LIU lineup, 9.9 points a game, one of the sharpshooters. And then the pair of forward, they're the best front court duo in the Northeast Conference. Jamal Alassoir averaging just under 16 points and over 7 boards a game. And Julian Boyd, the reigning Northeast Conference Player of the Week, averaging 16 points and 9 rebounds a game. And they play and they'll take the court for head coach Jim Ferry, who is in his, hard to believe, 10th season already here in Brooklyn. He's a career record of 240 and 165, including 136 and 146 here in LIU. And took them a while to get things rolling on campus here in Brooklyn. But, Steve, not only did they win it all last season, they look to be the prohibitive favorite, along with Wagner and with Central, to maybe go again.
Yeah, and they're loaded, Eddie. And you know what's amazing is that they're young, too. They start one senior in Michael Culpo, who's a good player and like you said, a sharpshooter. But they bring everybody back from a team that not only won last year, they could very easily win it again this year. And then they bring back, especially that tandem down low of Boyd and Alassoir. And then they'll bring back Brickman, the point guard, and C.J. Garner, one of their starters. So they are absolutely loaded, not only for this year, but next year as well. And you can only credit Coach Ferry for a great recruiting job for his Blackbird squad.
A lot of players, believe it or not, from the state of Texas. They start two players from Texas. They have four on their roster. Kind of interesting. And they're all good players. They're players who contribute. As the Hawks will take the court and their road, midnight blue uniform, Monmouth arc in white across the chest, number in Monmouth Farrier font across the chest and back with a white stripe down the left and right side. LIU Brooklyn will take the court in their home white uniforms. Long Island hasn't been updated yet.
What font is that in, Eddie?
The Long Island one?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Mm.
I just know Monmouth Farrier. Long Island in black, number in black across the front and back. Gray stripes down the left and the right side. It'll be Marcus Ware to jump things up with Julian Boyd. Monmouth going left to right. LIU Brooklyn right to left. The tip controlled by the Blackbirds, and it'll be Jamal Alassoir to get things started, and he will lose it out of bounds off of Monmouth. It'll be LIU ball.
Alassoir had a head of steam going to the basket. Ed Waite was able to come from behind and knock that away.
Brickman to inbound. He goes into the left corner. A quick three for Culpa. Short, no good, but he gets an offensive rebound. Nesmith was taken way out of the play. Garner, alley-oop and dunk, Boyd, and that's a rousing first two for LIU.
Garner gets into the lane and throws it up to the big man, Boyd. Nice way to start the game if you're LIU Brooklyn. Edway gets away with a moving screen.
Austin Tillotson, three, top of the key, no good, in and out. Offensive rebound, Marcus Ware, right back to Austin. He'll now go to Jesse Steele, left wing. Monmouth swings it along the perimeter. Nesmith will go in the right corner to Ed Waite. Jesse Steele around a screen. Now they swing it back the other way, right to left, to Austin Tillotson. He'll go top of the key to Ed Waite. Ed's open for three. He'll pump it a three. Drives on Olasaware. Knocks him over. It'll be a blocking foul called on Jamal Olasaware.
And just watching the way Olasaware is guarding Ed Waite, he is daring Waite to shoot the basketball. Olasaware, both times that Ed caught the ball, he was a couple feet off him. And you know what? If that's the way he's going to guard him, Ed's got to step up and make some jump shots in this game.
Have our first sub as Jason Brickman looks to be injured. He's actually going to leave the floor with an athletic trainer. Into the game, Brandon Thompson, the junior guard from San Antonio, Texas. Another one of the Lone Star State players for Coach Ferry. Marcus Ware gets it down low. Turn around and just inside the foul line. No good. Rebound pulled down by Julian Boyd. Outlet pass to Garner. He's up court in a hurry. He'll leave one for a trailing Boyd. Finger roll on the way. Wave it off. Offensive foul as Boyd knocked over Ed Waite.
I'm not going to lie, Eddie. That's not a good call right there. Ed Waite didn't have position. He actually put his hands in front to shield himself. I thought that was a block on Ed Waite, but you know, if you're the Hawks, you take it. But Ed's got to stand there straight up and take that charge. He put his hands out and still got the call.
2-0 LIU, 18:50 to go, first half. Steele tries to go down low to Ware. It's kicked out of bounds by Garner. Steve, also something to keep an eye on. It looks as though LIU, on Austin Tillotson's three, who is wide open, they might be daring him to shoot as well. And that's a ball. I mean, it's a decent strategy. You have to make Monmouth make shots.
Absolutely. I mean, Monmouth.
You don't like that?
No, you're right. Monmouth is not the greatest shooting team in the world, obviously. And sometimes teams zone them a lot because Monmouth has yet to prove that they can really shoot it consistently.
Tillotson now around a screen. Thompson trailed the screen. Going in the right corner to Steele. They swing it along the perimeter. It's Tillotson now on the left wing. Tillotson is open in the corner. Risky strategy. Skips it over to Steele. Jesse pulls for three in the right corner. Good. And MU leads 3-2. How about that shot from Jesse?
Wow. Fadeaway three. Garner all over him and actually kind of put his hands up like, wow, what more do you want me to do? Good D from Garner. Even a better shot from Jesse Steele.
Hawks lead by one. We've played not even 2 minutes. Steele called for a foul out front, pressuring C.J. Garner.
Looks like Jesse and Garner kind of talking to each other, too, a little bit early in this game. Jesse gets called for a little bit of a hold there. He did foul him. He did touch him there on the outside.
Culpo to inbound right in front of us. Grab the gear. Not much room on the sideline here at the Wellness Center. They inbound to Garner. He'll cross the timeline. Around a screen from Boyd, top of the key. He gets into the lane. Wait, looks like he got a blocked shot. Loose ball. It's Olasaware. He cleans it up and lays it in.
And Olasaware and Boyd are just big guys down there. And that time he clears everybody out and is able to come up with the loose ball and put in the lane.
4-3 LIU Brooklyn. We've played 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Tillotson has it. Left wing. Thompson on him. Top of the key. It's Nesmith. They go to Ware, who stepped out beyond the three-point line. Now to Tillotson around a screen. MU now goes to Nesmith. He'll drive left baseline. Dion will go all the way. Blow the layup. Wide open. Got to convert that one. LIU rebound. Garner in transition. Stop and go on Steele. He's fouled in transition. That'll be Jesse's second foul. And Steve, you think he probably will have to take a seat here.
And it's early in the game. Only 2.5 minutes gone by. And it looks like Coach Rice is going to stick with Jesse. And that's dangerous because Garner looks to be very aggressive in transition. And he's causing Jesse to pick up a couple fouls early. We'll see if Coach Rice changes that matchup.
Brickman back in the game. He'll inbound it. He's in the contest. There's the loose ball in front of the MU bench to scramble. And two officials say it goes off of the Hawks. It will remain with the Blackbirds. It's into the game for the first time. A junior forward for LIU Brooklyn, Kenny Onyeche. He's from Sugar Land, Texas. Well, Coach Ferry wanted to get all the Texas players into the game early.
Yep.
17-24 to go in this first half. So 1 point LIU lead. Brickman has it between the circles with Nesmith on him. Top of the key, left-hand dribble. We'll go to the wing now. He'll try to go all the way. Nesmith cuts him off on the baseline. Goes top of the key. Tough catch for Olasaware. Pulls it down. Shot no good. But Deion Nesmith will be called for a blocking foul. How about that catch by Jamal Olasaware?
Olasaware is a very good, versatile player, Eddie. And, boy, when he gets ahead of steam going to the basket, he's one scary guy to get in front of. But Deion steps in, called for the block. One good thing that the Hawks are doing, though, is that on that dribble penetration, they are showing guys that they are stepping in. They are looking to take charges.
Olasaware hits the first free throw. It's 5-3 Blackbirds, 17-11 to go in the first half.
And Boyd and Olasware are big guys, but they also shoot well from the foul line. Olasware shoots 77%. Boyd shoots 75%. And with that said,
Olasware misses the second one, and Steele pulls down the long rebound. He'll run it up court in a hurry. Around Garner, Jesse loses it, actually. Garner might have got a hand on it. Olasware came up with the steal, and then his outlet pass was thrown away. So back-to-back turnovers, one for each team. It will remain MU possession with a fresh shot clock showing 35.
I know they want to run, but it's not a good turnover from Olasware. He's either got to hold the ball and make Garner come to him or demand Garner come to him, as Dion was right there guarding that outlet pass.
Played 3 minutes. MU has the basketball. They trail by two. Marcus Ware, top of the key. They have a whistle down low, and it looks to be an offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen, Steve, on Dion Nesmith.
Well, I missed it. I was shielded out, but it probably was illegal because Edway was wide open off that screen, so maybe Dion did move a little bit.
Into the game for Dion Nesmith is Mike Myers' kit. They'll join the other four Hawks starters this afternoon. Brickman with the basketball for LIU. They're up two. Garner now has it on the right wing with Steele. Left-hand dribble into the lane. Behind the back at the right elbow. Spin, floater on the way. Gets it to go on a friendly roll.
That's a really nice-looking shot from C.J. Garner as Jesse was all over him. Fade away in the lane. Still knocked it down. Garner's not a guy who shoots a lot of threes, but he does look like to get into the paint and try to get some layup attempts or dish-offs.
Where? 13-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Ed Waite. Tries to save it to Ware, who loses it. It's a two-on-one now. The Hawks get back. Garner in transition. He'll go one-on-two. Layup! Good, count it, and a foul. C.J. Garner with an electrifying play.
C.J. Garner really having an effect on this game early. He is very, very fast in transition. Kind of reminds me of the Jones kid from St. Francis, New York on Thursday night, as he was really fast with the ball. That time, Garner gets the outlet pass and just goes with it. And he's able to get to the rim and score. And again, he's a guy that doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He is 2 of 7 on the year from three-point range, C.J. Garner. So obviously he doesn't shoot a lot of threes, so you might want to give him some more space in transition. If he does pull up, you take it instead of a drive to the basket.
Garner converts the conventional three-point play. And just like that, LIU out to a 10-3 lead, 16-10 to go here in this first half.
And the Hawks just have to get good possessions here in the half court. Make LIU guard you for longer than, 10, 15 seconds. Really work that shot clock down.
Phil Wait into the game for MU. He sets a screen for Jesse Steele. Jesse pull up two, no good. Mike Myers' kit tip rebound, no good. Ed Waite pulls it down, and he'll lay it in.
And Mike couldn't come up with the rebound, but kept it alive with the tip. Ed Waite was able to get that rebound and put it in.
10-5, Blackbirds lead. They have the basketball. Julian Boyd, top of the key. A cutting Thompson backdoor. Nice look down low, and a lay-in good for Onyeche.
And you got to help the helper there. Phil Waite stepped up, but Jesse Steele's got to drop from the wing and help the helper. That time he was too late on the drop.
Austin Tillotson open for three. He'll pump at it, and before he can get going, he'll be called for steps. That'll get us to the under 16 media timeout with 15:29 to go in this first half. LIU Brooklyn leads Monmouth 12-5. We'll step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
I tell you, it's loud in here.
It is loud in here.
We're back on campus at LIU Brooklyn. The Hawks trail the Blackbirds 12-5. We'll get you caught up on the Northeast Conference scores at our first 30-second coach timeout. Steve, thus far, the Blackbirds really shooting the ball well.
Shooting the ball well, really, because they've had all layup attempts at the rim. 5 of 8 right now for LIU for 62%. See if the Hawks can get some stops.
Brickman double-teamed in front of everyone. Lost it momentarily, but Julian Boyd comes away with it. He spins, kicks one out. Garner floater, no good. Phil Waite pulls down the rebound. Will Campbell off the bench into the game, and now into the front court. Phil Waite will swing it left wing, Austin Tillotson. They go to Myers-Kitt, open for three. He'll take it top of the key, and he'll bury it to cut the LIU lead to 12-8.
And the Hawks have had some open looks in transition on that three ball. Austin Tillotson missed his first and then didn't take an open second one. That time Mike Myers knocks it down.
Brickman goes to Garner back door, wraparound three on the way for Thompson, no good. Campbell loses the rebound to Boyd. Will got a hand on it. Boyd's putback is good.
If you're the Hawks, you got to get those defensive rebounds. The Hawks a little late there. Will Campbell can't come up with the rebound, and then they give up another layup.
It's 14-8 Blackbirds. MU down, but has the basketball with 14:25 to go in this first half. Tillotson will go on the right block to Phil Waite. Phil will face up. Turnaround jumper, no good. Ed Waite, offensive rebound. He'll now hold it on the block, now dribble out to the top of the key, where he'll hand off for Mike Myers-Kitt. Now Will Campbell on the right wing. They go down low again to Phil Waite. Phil, with his back to the basket, bowls over on Yeche. It'll be an offensive foul on Phil Waite.
Here, you know, Ed Waite is doing a good job on the offensive glass. He gets that rebound, and he kicks it out on the wing. He's got to post again. Repost, get to the block and post and get position. But that time he just threw it out and then just kind of stood there. He's got to throw it out and then demand the basketball and want it and post aggressive.
Phil Waite will take a seat, his brief cameo, as Marcus Ware will come back for the Hawks. Culpo back on for Long Island. Brickman into the front court with a left-hand dribble. Skip pass on the right wing to Culpo. He'll go around a screen from Boyd. He'll pick up his dribble. And it's intercepted. It's passed by Mike Myers-Kitt. Mike in transition. Dunks it with one hand. And he cuts that Blackbird lead to four.
And then a turnover on the inbounds from LIU, Eddie. So a nice sequence of events here for the Hawks. And that steal from Mike Myers was all because of ball pressure from the guards, Will Campbell and Austin Tillotson. Mike able to get into the passing lane and get a dunk. We'll see now if the Hawks can take advantage of the errant outlet pass or inbound pass from the Blackbirds.
14-10, LIU leads. Mammoth can cut this lead further with 13:47 to go first half. The inbounds comes to Marcus Ware. He'll hand off for Tillotson. Austin will run the point. Now he has Brickman on him. They go on the right wing, Marcus Ware. Top of the key, Ed Waite. They go on the left corner to Austin Tillotson. He'll put it on the floor. Drives baseline. Austin layup. Good. He cuts the LIU lead to just one bucket.
And Austin Tillotson, when he's got the ball on that left wing, you can't let him go baseline because he'll burn you every time. He loves that move. Catch on the left wing, jab step, and then go left hand into the baseline and finish with the right hand.
He's called for a foul here as Brickman drove on him to the basket. It is Mammoth's sixth team foul already. I'm sorry, their seventh. LIU only has two called against them with 13:24 to go here in the first half. Merely pointing out a fact.
The Hawks just have a propensity to pick up fouls, though, Eddie, and it just seems like they're always in the penalty with not even halfway through each half. And you know what? Yeah, sometimes it might be chippy calls, but for the most part, a trend's a trend, and you are what you are.
How about this one, Steve? LIU has 270 team fouls called against them this year. MU, 384.
Mm.
Brickman goes 2 of 2. I love when you answer the point with, because I know what that means.
You're right.
A couple of free throws for Brickman extends that Blackbird lead to 4 with 13:15 to go in this first half. MU playing right with LIU, however. And as I say that, an offensive foul called on Marcus Ware, who was trying to set post position down low. And that is Mammoth's eighth team foul.
And I know Coach Rice doesn't like the call, and Marcus doesn't like it, but he did foul him. He did move on the screen. He ran at him, kind of gave him a shoulder and some arm action into the screen. And, you know, you got to stay still on the screen.
Brickman will bring it across the timeline. 13:08 showing. He'll move on Tillotson. He'll now kick it out of Lasso Ware back in the game. Dribble handoffs. Top of the key for LIU. It'll now be Brickman at the right elbow. Hits a cutting Julian Boyd. Julian catches, gathers, and lays it in with the left hand. But it looks like he got poked right in the eye. And Coach Rice is screaming at the official because he thinks his Hawks might have had an advantage back the other way on the inbounds. But I really do think Boyd might just have gotten hurt.
Well, Boyd got hit, and he kind of stayed under the basket holding his eye. He thought that Coach Rice thought the whistle was a little late as the Hawks were getting the ball out of the rim and getting in transition. In reality, the whistle just should have been blown right after the LIU basket. But Now the Hawks have to go in half court.
They'll bring it up. 18-12. LIU leads Monmouth. 12:48 to go in this first half. Ware has it on the right wing. On top of the key to Tillotson. They want Edwaite down low. They'll go down low to Edge. Cross court find for Myers Kitt. He'll get into the lane. Mike, wild shot in the lane. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Myers Kitt. Up top of the key to Tillotson. Austin with a great move into the lane. And Alassaware sends it back. Campbell, however, pulls it down for the Hawks. 27 on the shot clock. Austin, baseline drive. Tries to go to Edwaite. He loses it. Brickman with the steal on a help defense. Beautiful cross court find to Boyd in transition. He will miss the layup. But he's fouled and he'll have a couple of free throws. After a wild sequence, it ends with a beautiful pass, Steve, from Brickman to Boyd.
Best pass in the game, Eddie, is the diagonal pass in transition, and Brickman finds Boyd on that diagonal going to the rim. Edwaite is all over the offensive glass, and that time he's able to get a kick out. Austin gets blocked. Will Campbell gets the ball, and after Austin got blocked, he relocated into the right corner. Will Campbell got the block shot, and Austin's begging for the ball in the right corner. He's wide open. Will doesn't see him until too late, so when Austin catches the ball, he has somebody on him.
Boyd hit his first free throw. Garner's come back into the game for the Blackbirds. Boyd hits them both. It's 20-12, LIU leads, with 12:15 to go in the first half. Tillotson, who we've seen more on the ball this game than we have the last few games, brings it up. He goes to Myers Kitt, but will now go to Will Campbell. Surprised by that pass. Now Ware has it on the right wing. Top of the key, it's Tillotson. He'll go left wing to Edwaite. Next whistle gets us the under 12 media.
You know, Edwaite is, they're not guarding Edwaite at all on the perimeter. He's got to look to shoot.
Mike Myers Kitt give and go from where he sticks the jumper from the foul line.
Eddie, he's not even looking at the rim. Hawks drop into a 2-3 defense.
Culpo's on the court, as is Brickman. Those are the three-point shooters. MU will have to locate. Boyd, short corner. Down low, Alassaware. Layup, no good. He bowls over Edwaite, but they'll call a blocking foul on Ed. Steve, that's Monmouth's 10th team foul. The Blackbirds have two as we reach the under 12 media timeout. 11:31 to go in the first half. The Hawks trail LIU Brooklyn 20-14.
And the Hawks just too late on their rotations. I mean, that was a very simple swing, swing, swing to the dead spot, and then hit the diving post. That was just too easy for LIU. The Hawks got to get their hands up. They got to rotate faster, and they got to make it tougher on LIU. LIU's getting all their shots are either foul shots or shots at the rim.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. With MU trailing by 6, 11:31 to go first half, and it'll be on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction?
Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back with you courtside at the Wellness Center on campus at LIU Brooklyn, where the Blackbirds lead Monmouth 20-14. Let's check up on the Northeast Conference scores at halftime. St. Francis, Pennsylvania leading Quinnipiac and Loretto 38-37. St. Francis, New York leads FDU 12-7, 13 minutes to go in the first half. Final score, Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 64-60. The other two games, Sacred Heart at Robert Morris and Central Connecticut State at Wagner, tip off at 7 o'clock. I'll tell you, that Blue Devil Seahawk game is going to be a good one.
That is going to be a good one. Eddie, how about this for an early stat? LIU has 14 points in the paint, and they have now 7 points from the foul line. 14 plus 7 is
21,
which they have for the game. So, layups and foul shots.
It's good to, as Alassaware hits his first free throw, you made the point without looking at the stat sheet, and then when you see it's exactly, that's pretty good. Alassaware 2 of 2, that streak continues as the Blackbirds now lead 22-14, 11:25 to go in this first half. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you, Phil Harding. Back in the studios, doing another great job engineering this afternoon's broadcast. We have a whistle down low. Austin Tillotson called for a travel as he tried to get it down low to Edwaite. I didn't see a travel.
And I thought that was a tough one on Austin. I didn't see it travel either, but good job by Olasuwere. Edway looked to have position. Olasuwere fights his way over. Austin can't make the passing. It's called for a travel. That's good post defense from Olasuwere.
Tillotson will take a seat. Jesse Steele comes back in. Boyd had a backdoor cut. Brickman hit him. Boyd just couldn't catch it, and he kicked it out of bounds. It'll go back
and,
to Mamet.
And Boyd just completely beat Marcus Ware on the backdoor cut. And that's a tough matchup for Marcus. If Boyd especially is going to step out, Marcus still hobbled from that knee injury. So, but Boyd just went backdoor on him, had an easy layup attempt if he made the catch.
Ed Wade has it, top of the key, under 11 to go now, first half. He'll dribble to the left wing. They go down low to Marcus Ware. He'll work on Boyd. Marcus into the lane, righty, shot is good.
Nice aggressive move from Marcus Ware. We saw him force a little bit in the Harvard and St. Francis New York game. That time he's able to get to the rim and score.
Olasuwere in a hurry tries to skip one over to Boyd. He threw it away. Back-to-back Blackbird turnovers. We'll give it back to Mamet.
Now credit the Hawks. I mean, they're getting called for some blocks, but they are stepping in and trying to take charges on every single drive by LIU.
22-16. LIU leads Mamet. 10:30 to go first half. Steele will work on Garner. He'll try to get around him. He'll kick it out to Myers Kitt. Mike at the foul line with Culpo on him. Will now pull it back out with 20. They go to Campbell. Left wing. Steele open in the left corner. Pumps it a two. Now takes the two. And it's missed short. Boyd pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Brickman. He comes back the other way. He'll now hand off for Garner. But he's fouled by Will Campbell.
And the Hawks are over the limit, Eddie. They've got over 10 fouls. And then Will reaches in and fouls 25 feet away from the basket. And it's just going to send Brickman, who's a good foul shooter, to the line. So just not a good foul from Will Campbell.
LIU up six as Brickman's free throw now makes it an even touchdown with 10:12 to go here in this opening half.
And the Hawks are 0-for-0 from the foul line. And LIU is now, after the shot from Brickman, they are 10 of 11 from the foul line.
Which means they have 14 points in the paint.
Very good.
Advanced. 24-16, Blackbirds lead. MU still in the game, even though they haven't shot it very well. As we've reached the midway point in the first half. Steele floater, no good, but he's fouled on a nice aggressive take. And this will be Mobbitt's first free throws of the game. They come with 10 minutes gone by in the first half.
And that's a good move from Jesse Steele as he was getting the ball screen on the wing. It looked like from Ed Waite. And sometimes the Hawks do that where they clear the post and they're about to set a ball screen on the wing. And then what the guard will do is that he'll fake using the ball screen, take it to the baseline drive, and with the post guy cleared out setting a screen, he's got a wide open way to the rim. That was good help defense, though, from Boyd from the opposite side as Jesse had to go to a floater, but he got bailed out from the Garner foul.
Steele hits them both. He cuts the LIU lead back to 6, 24-18. As Brickman will move on Steele, he goes in the left corner to Culpo. Now Boyd has it on the left wing. LIU, Steve, does such a good job spacing the floor. Olasuwere goes around Wave. Reverse layup is good. Boyd tipped it in, but Wave it off. He hit it in the cylinder. MU catching a break there.
What a tough matchup Jamal Olasuwere is, because he's a big guy. He can score down low, but he can also step out and penetrate. That time blowing right by Ed Wade. A little off balance, a little out of control, but still was able to get the shot up.
Wade has it left wing in the corner. Campbell for three. No good, too hard. Marcus Ware all over the offensive glass. His putback is good.
Nice aggressive take from Marcus Ware after getting the rebound. The Hawks really doing a good job on the offensive glass, cutting this to four now.
Down low Boyd. Entry pass from Olasuwere. He gets it to go as he had to go up and under.
And I mean, that's what happens when you play two big guys. That time it was basically one swing and then a high-low entry. Hawks a little late on the help as Marcus Ware was fronting. Boyd was able to get the lay-in.
Myers Kitt has it top of the key. Now Will Campbell right wing. He'll move around Brickman. Kick it into the corner. Myers Kitt lets fly a three. No good. Hard. Rebound pulled down by Olasuwere. Blind outlet pass to Garner. His lob for Boyd is good. Oh, baby, what a play by Julian Boyd.
And that is LIU basketball to a T, as Coach Rice will call a timeout. But that is LIU basketball to a T. A rebound from Olasuwere, an outlet to one of the guards, this time C.J. Garner, and Garner an alley-oop to Boyd running the floor. That is the LIU way of playing, and boy, that was a very nice transition basketball right there from the Blackbirds.
It was a great outlet pass, and he kind of threw it without an intended receiver. He saw two guys get it out there. And then just a great pass from Garner. I'll tell you, C.J. Garner's got a little swag to him. After he threw the pass, he gave the crowd a little look and gave it a, oof, that was a nice play.
And that was a nice play. And again, that's the way they want to play. You know, and when you have two dominating bigs like that, and two bigs who want to run the floor, too, and get rewarded, that's just great transition basketball. And, you know, again, I'm starting to think that Hawks really just have to do a better job in the half court. They're actually doing very well on the offensive glass and getting second chance points, but they got to get better shots in the half court so they don't always have to rely on the offensive rebounds. And then I'm starting to think so many points in the paint, they should maybe try to drop to a 2-3. Phil Waits in the game. We'll see if they do that.
Ed Waits' entry pass for Phil hits off the rim. Ed pulls it down. Brickman deflects a pass away. It'll be Monmouth basketball. 33 on the shot clock. Not many seconds ran off. Nesmith back into the game for the Hawks. He'll take out Ed Waite. He joins Jesse Steele, Mike Myers, Kit, Will Campbell, and Phil Waite.
You know, and Ed just not getting guarded on the perimeter, and sooner or later, he's just going to have to step up and make a shot. And look at the rim, too. Be a threat.
Deion Nesmith traveled up front. It'll go back to LIU. It just seems as though MU is either turning it over or they're hitting the offensive glass, Steve, but they're just not able to convert. They're down 8 with 8:19 to go.
And Deion walked that time. He passed fake, but he dragged his pivot foot.
MU does drop into that 2-3 zone. Again, Culpo, the player right in front of us, and Brickman are the three-point shooters. Culpo on the left wing. At the elbow, it's Alassaware. Down low, it's Onyechi. His layup, good. And they're like a video game. Whenever they get it going passing game style, they score.
It's just too easy, though. Once that ball gets into the high post, it's tough to guard. They can't let the ball in the high post.
Steal to Nesmith. Deion all the way. His shot blocked by Onyechi. Culpo now in transition. He'll leave one for Garner. He'll move on Campbell. And Will cuts him off. He has to circle now back to the top of the key. And he'll hand off for Jason Brickman. Around a screen from Alassaware. Alassaware now steps out. He'll take a three. No good. Way short. And the rebound comes down to Phil Waite. Phil will go to Deion Nesmith. He'll hand off for Jesse Steele. Back to Deion. He'll pull for three on the right wing. No good. Way off. Long. And Alassaware with a rebound. Outlet pass to Brickman. Finds Culpo in the corner. His three is no good. And Jesse Steele pulls down the rebound. Now Monmouth wants to run. Campbell in transition. One on three. Will, wild shot. No good. The rebound on Onyechi. Campbell got a hand on it. But Will knocked it out of bounds. It'll go back to LIU Brooklyn. Wild sequence of play. That gets us to our under eight media timeout. 7:12 to go in this opening half. LIU leads Monmouth 30-20. We'll step out for 60 seconds on your home for MU, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks and check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
Back with you courtside at the Wellness Center, where the defending Northeast Conference tournament champion Blackbirds lead Monmouth 30-20 with 7:12 to go in this opening half. Steve Bazzaz and Eddie Acapinti happy to be along with you on this Saturday afternoon, which is quickly turning to night as I look outside. Brickman will bring it into the front court for LIU. He goes down low to a diving Alassaware who's fouled on his way to the basket. It's just simple pick and roll basketball for LIU.
And everything is just so easy for LIU in this first half. And 7 minutes have gone by and they already have 30 points. And this is something that we saw in the St. Francis, New York game as it was just so easy. St. Francis, New York had 48 points, almost hit the 50 mark in the first half against Monmouth. And now, that's something that you don't see very much from the Hawks. So, and LIU already has 30, and there's still 7 minutes to go in this game. And We already know that they're explosive. That 30 could be 40, 45, 50 in a hurry if the Hawks don't pick it up on the defensive end.
Olasaware missed his first free throw. The lefty missed them both. Mike Myers Kitt with the rebound. MU down 10, under 7 to go first half. Steal around a screen, top of the key, pulls for two, no good. Will Campbell offensive rebound, over to Mike Myers Kitt. Back to Campbell, he'll let fly a three, that's no good. Myers Kitt had the offensive rebound, ball out of bounds, off of Mike, it'll go back and to the Blackbird.
Eddie, you just can't launch shots against a team like this, you know. This is how they want you to play. They want you to play recklessly on offense, launch shots, and then get your rebound off your bad shot and run it down your throat. The Hawks have to play efficient offense, get the ball into the post, try to draw the defense, kick out for open looks off inside-out basketball, but launching threes is not going to get it done.
MU back into the 2-3 zone. Garner drives, kicks it out. Thompson, three from the left wing. No good as Mike Myers Kitt pulls it down. You know, outside of layups, LAU hasn't shot the ball really well.
They haven't.
And Mike Myers Kitt throws it away. Tried to go to Nesmith, Dion cut. Mike didn't expect it. A lot of just empty possessions for this Hawks team, Steve.
And Coach Rice is saying one-handed pass. That time Mike throws a one-handed, left-handed pass on the perimeter. That's an errant pass and goes out of bounds. Just a sloppy turnover.
Boyd at the right elbow. Goes to Brickman. Quick pass over to Garner on the left wing. MU recovers. Garner drives. Cut off at the foul line. Over to Boyd. Into the corner. A three for Thompson. No good. Loose ball. The rebound comes down to Onyechi. His putback is blocked. Rebound to Garner. The little man kicks it into the corner to Brickman. His three is good. And the Blackbirds, Steve, are now up 13.
And that's the first outside shot that LIU has made all game. But it was off of second chance points. One of the best times to shoot a three is off an offensive rebound. So, and Brickman gets an open look in the corner.
Myers Kitt. Left hand dribble on the baseline. Cut off. Goes to Campbell, who's open. Will, wild lefty layup. No good. Loose ball. Batted around, tipped, comes down to Brickman. And he'll now rush it into the front court. Ahead of the pack to Boyd. Phil Waite got a hand on it. Now MU will come back with Mike Myers Kitt, who will pick up his dribble. He'll hand off for Nesmith. They go in the far corner to Will Campbell. Will will drive baseline. He'll leap for Phil Waite. His shot blocked by Onyechi and a foul called.
That looked to me all ball, so Eddie,
clean
from Onyechi, but Phil going up strong and getting the call. Will Campbell that time, you know, we've seen Will, we've seen Jesse, we've seen Dion go into the lane and get all their shots blocked. That time Will goes into the lane, draws the defense, and drops it off to Phil. It was actually good recovery by Onyeche. Looked like he blocked Phil's shot. Phil going to the line. He misses the first shot.
Austin Tillotson back in. Ed Waite back in. Culpo checks onto the floor for Long Island, for LIU Brooklyn. I told myself I wasn't going to do it. Phil Waite's second free throw, also no good. Garner with the rebound. Marcus Ware will check in for Phil next whistle. 5 minutes to go first half. The Blackbirds up 13. Thompson for three. They're up 16 now.
And that's just easy. Eddie, it's just easy. Garner drives the lane, makes one move at the elbow, draws the defense, kicks to the corner. It was just too easy. And then you get a wide open look off of really no passes other than a kick out for a shot.
LIU with now a 16-point lead at 36-20 with 4:54 to go in the first half. Coach Rice has taken another 30-second timeout. And Steve, it really is mind-boggling how different this Monmouth team is on the road compared to how well they play at home in the multi-purpose activity center.
Yeah, and you know, I get it. Like, obviously, everybody has a home court advantage and seems to play better at home, except for the 2007 Giants. They really played well on the road.
And the Monmouth football team this past year.
Absolutely.
Won all their road games and lost them all at home.
But it's a very big difference from how they play at home, where they're in the game against a nationally ranked Harvard team, and even late in the second half, they're in the game against a very winnable game against one of the top teams in the NEC, Wagner. But on the road, they're really just getting their doors blown off, and you know, it's just such a big difference.
Marcus Ware down low for MU, loses it. Culpo now 2-on-2 with Garner. He'll try to go all the way. Layup is good, count it, and a foul. It's all good for LIU Brooklyn. And the Hawks are struggling.
I actually thought that wasn't a great call because as Will and Jesse converged on Culpo, they didn't really contact him, and it actually looked like Culpo extended his left arm a little bit, but Jesse gets called for his third foul, so we probably won't see him until the second half.
4:39 to go, first half. 38-20 Blackbirds lead. They now lead by 19 after Culpo converts the conventional three-point play. Ed Waite back in the game, has it on the right wing. MU needing offense from somewhere. They're down 19. Campbell, top of the key. We'll go to Ed Waite on the right wing. Into the game for LIU, Arnold Mayorga, a senior off the bench. Mike Myers' kit will try to hit a jumper at the elbow. No good. Will Campbell, offensive rebound. Will's putback is good.
And Mike Myers needs to keep curling that to get a lay-in instead of a jump shot as he had the defender on his back. Nice rebound from Will.
LIU back down court in a hurry. Boyd misses one. Putback is good. They just keep coming at you.
They keep coming at you, and the shot goes up from Boyd, and everybody just stopped. Marcus has to go attack that defensive rebound.
It's 41-22 LIU. Next whistle gets us the under four media timeout. Ed Waite down low, moves on Mayorga. Flips it into the corner. The Myers kit for three. That's good for Mike.
Nice look from Ed Waite as he was surrounded under the basket. Finds Mike Myers in the corner.
Garner back down court in a hurry. Goes top of the key. Boyd. He'll fire a three from straight away. No good. Back iron. Marcus Ware pulls down the rebound. Monmouth with numbers. Three on two. Tillotson will go all the way. He'll lay it in. Quick 5-0 run for the Hawks. They're down 41-27.
Nice play by Austin as he gave a little fake pass as he was going up for his layup. Just made Boyd hesitate a little bit on the block shot. Able to finish with a lay-in.
Garner around a high ball screen from Mayorga. Floater in the lane. No good. Wave it off. It's an offensive foul as he bowled over Myers' kit.
Yeah, it's a great job by Mike by stepping in for a charge. But that's just terrible screen and roll defense from the Hawks as Garner gets one screen on the left side here near the elbow and gets right into the lane. Where's the hedge? Go underneath, go through, hedge it, trap it, do something. But Garner just gets right into the lane.
We've reached the under four media timeout. 3:05 to go, first half. LIU Brooklyn leads Monmouth 41-27. We'll step out for 60 seconds on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526-RUGF.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year, and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even moved your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring? Vinyl flooring? Tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
LIU Brooklyn leading Monmouth 41-27, 3 minutes to go in this first half, as the Hawks will have the basketball moving left to right.
LIU off to obviously a fast start, 54% from the floor. Monmouth shooting right now at 38%.
Ed Waite drives to the basket. He's fouled on the way up by Jamal Olasaware. He fouls that on Olasaware.
Olasaware picks up his second, Eddie.
There's no board here.
Yeah, Julian Boyd leading the way right now. He's got 14 points, 4 rebounds, 6 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the foul line. Also had that thunderous slam in transition off the C.J. Garner lob pass.
That was an athletic play by both
nice
players.
Play.
On Yechi back in for LIU. Will Campbell with Culpo on the right wing. Will gets around him, leaves it for Ware down low. Marcus lays it in, and the Hawks back in the game, down 41-29.
I thought Marcus Ware had a high-low opportunity, but Hawk bigs don't hold their seal for very long. I thought Will had a chance to lob it to him. Still able to get into the lane and drop it off.
Brickman, cross court, fine for Culpo in the right wing. We'll go top of the key to Brickman. He's called for steps, top of the key. 41-29. LIU leads. MU on a bit of a run here with 2:28 to go in this first half. Again, stay tuned at the half. We'll have Northeast Conference scores as Onyechi goes to the bench. He might have got poked in the eye. Boyd will come back. We'll have scores from around the conference. We'll look at first half stats. And we'll also play for you this week's NEC notebook. That'll be right in the beginning of the halftime break. And then Steve and I will rejoin you during the halftime again for scores and stats. Tillotson, Ed Waite, Will Campbell, Mike Myers, Kit, and Marcus Ware, the five MU Hawks on the floor.
Onyechi got hit in the face. Looks like they're wiping some blood off the floor.
Shouldn't he have gloves on?
Yeah, he's got gloves on.
Oh, good.
He's
wow,
got the batter, the right-handed glove on.
Right.
And the spray hand has no glove.
Interesting. Like a quarterback that wears it on his non-throwing hand.
He's got the Kurt Warner look going on.
He does.
I think Kurt Warner wore gloves, actually, on his throwing hand.
A lot of guys do. Ben Roethlisberger does. I think Tom Brady does, too. They make, like, a special quarterback glove now. You can always sneak football in during a basketball broadcast.
Especially now with the NFL playoffs in full swing. And
yeah, this is the best weekend of the year.
This is a great weekend.
Because you got two games each day. You know, my family and I always say, everyone says it, this is the best weekend. And then next week is the best day. It's better than the Super Bowl because you have two games. And then the Super Bowl is its own thing. It's almost like it's not even a real game anymore because it's so big. Not as big as NEC basketball, though.
Oh, absolutely not.
Monmouth on a run here, trying to further cut into this LIU-Brooklyn lead. The Blackbirds drop back into a zone for the first time. As Monmouth will now look to reset. Tillotson top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. 2:05 to go, first half. Austin, skip past the Mike Myers kit. He'll let fire a three. In and out. Oh, no, he got a roll. I thought it was going to come out, Steve. It fell down.
Mike Myers playing a big first half here. Big shot right there to cut this lead to 9. Under 2 minutes to go.
41-32. MU on a run. Brickman loses it down low. Out of bounds. They say off of the Hawks. And the Monmouth supporters happen right in front of their bench. Did not agree with that call.
Did not agree with the call as Will Campbell all over Brickman on the drive. We got shielded out again, Eddie. I couldn't tell who that was off of, but good defense there from the Hawks.
Mayorga down low, jumped up. Marcus Ware got a hand on it. The ball never lies, Steve. That tie-up will give it back to the Hawks.
And Marcus definitely not going to get called for a foul there after the Hawks really arguing with the out-of-bounds call. Marcus had some ball, also had some arm. But jump ball going to the Hawks basket.
The Hawks on this run have cut this LIU lead to single digits. How about that friendly bounce that Mike had last possession? He has it now in the corner. Into the short corner to Ware. Skip past Tillotson. He'll put it on the floor into the lane. Nice entry pass down low to Ware. It's knocked out of bounds by the Blackbirds.
And we'll see if the Hawks can take advantage of this zone defense. Mike Myers hits a three last time down. We'll see if the Hawks can get some easy baskets.
Myers kit another three. Oh, he knocks it down. Mike is on fire, and LIU only leads by 6 now.
And Mike Myers loves that corner three-point shot and gets it again and knocks it down.
Culpo will spin on Tillotson, kicking it in the corner to Brickman from the right side. Brickman up top of the key to Culpo. He goes back to Brickman. Drive right side on the baseline side. He goes into the corner to Culpo. Put it on the floor. Pull up from the left elbow. And he got another friendly roll. These rims are very, very kind.
The Hawks will take that shot, though. A tough right-handed pull-up with a guy in his face. That's a good defensive possession for the Hawks. Just a good shot from Culpo.
You can't jump the gun on these calls. Everything's seeming to fall in somehow. Austin Tillotson. Over to Mike Myers, kid on the right wing. Nice bounce pass for Ed Waite. Nice pass to Ware. He lays it in.
And that's what you got to get against the zone D, Eddie. Get hit the high post. Look to make somebody guard you and then drop it to the other post guy playing underneath the zone along the baseline. That's great zone offense right there from the Hawks. Swinging the ball around, hitting the high post, finding a lay-in, cutting it to 6, 33 seconds to go.
MU on a big run here at the end of this first half to cut into this once huge LIU lead. 43-37, now the Blackbird lead with 33.2. Coach Ferry took a 30-second timeout. That's the pause in action as LIU will inbound it. Steve, it hasn't been a miracle. The Hawks have knocked down some shots. They've continued to play decent defense. If they make LIU take contested twos, this game will get closer in a hurry.
Absolutely.
Culpo is MU into a little run and jump press here up top to Brickman. Now Campbell will settle on him. Shot clock's off. 22 seconds left in this first half.
And Max DeLeo in the game for defense, trying to look to run and trap.
Also into the game for LIU, Booker Hux, a junior from Queens. He goes to Brickman, 10 on the shot clock. Brickman in the corner to Culpo. Circle dribble to the top of the key. Skip pass. Thompson open for three for LIU. No good in and out. Campbell pulls it down. 2 seconds. Will from half court. Way short, but the Hawks will end the first half on a huge run to cut this LIU-Brooklyn lead to 43-37 at intermission.
And for that last possession of the half, Coach Rice goes to Max DeLeo and just basically has him run all over the court looking to trap.
I love it.
Kind of got LIU discombobulated. A little Walt Frazier right there. A little discombobulated on the offensive end. And then throwing up a three with Ed Waite running at him. That's a good defensive stop for the Hawks. Will Campbell gets blocked at half court for the final shot of the half, and the Hawks only go down 6 right now against the best team in the league. Nice way to finish up the half if you're the Monmouth Hawks.
MU ends the first half on a 15-2 run over the final 3 minutes and 40 seconds to cut this LIU lead to 43-37 at halftime. That's an exciting end of the half. You love it. What we'll do now is we'll take our first time out of halftime. We're going to send you right into the NEC notebook given out by the Northeast Conference. We'll take you around the league with the voice of NEC TV, Paul Dottino. And then we'll play 2 minutes worth of commercials. Then we'll come back with first half stats. We'll look at the scores around the league. And we'll do all that at the half. LIU on top of Monmouth. But it's only 43-37 as we'll now send it back to the studio and this week's Northeast Conference Notebook.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino with the NEC Notebook presented by Choice Hotels. To learn how you can save 15% on your next stay, visit northeastconference.org and click on the Corporate Partners link. Conference play is resumed with LIU and Central Connecticut remaining the lone unbeaten in the league at 4-0. The Blackbirds are led by NEC Player of the Week, Jamal Olasoware, who averaged 27 points and more than 11 rebounds per game. He helped the defending champions knock off Sacred Heart and Quinnipiac on the road. Central Connecticut State freshman Kyle Vinales earned his 6th NEC Rookie of the Week award after averaging nearly 23 points a game in 2 victories, including an impressive blowout over Robert Morris. Let's send out high fives to the NEC's second Hall of Fame class, including 2 men's basketball legends. That's former FDU coach Tom Green, the all-time winningest coach in league history, and former 2-time NEC Player of the Year and longtime NBA Indiana Pacer Rick Smits. Don't forget you can keep track of all of your scores, stats, and standings all season long at northeastconference.org.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit EnvisionEyeCare.com.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for 4 for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
Seize the deal and save. Visit SeizeTheDeal.com and click on Jersey Shore to save 50 to 90% off the Shore's favorite restaurants, retailers, and more.
Today, spend $5 for $10 worth of breakfast or lunch fare at Shut Up and Eat, located in Toms River.
So click SeizeTheDeal.com.
What's tomorrow's deal?
Be the first to know with daily emails from SeizeTheDeal.com.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even move your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring? Vinyl flooring? Tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here at halftime, Long Island Brooklyn leads Monmouth 43-37. Again, a 15-2 run for MU over the final 3:40 of the first half. And the Hawks have cut that lead to 6 points. As we'll now take a look at the scores around the Northeast Conference. And we'll start... Sorry, as my phone's catching up. We'll start with the game happening in Loretto right now. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, leading Quinnipiac 58-51, 8:44 to go in that one. At halftime, FDU leads St. Francis, New York, 34-32, bit of a surprise there. And again, the final today, Mount over Bryant, 64-60. Sacred Heart to play at Robert Morris tonight, and Central to play at Wagner tonight. Look at the first half stats. Again, LIU on top, 43-37. The Blackbirds shoot 53.6% in the first half. They only go 2 of 10 from 3, but they hit 11 of their 14 free throws, led by Julian Boyd's 14 points, 7 points for Jason Brickman, and 5 apiece for Alassaware and Garner. Garner added 4 assists in that opening half. LIU outscores Monmouth in the paint 24-18, but MU able to get back in the game, converting LIU turnovers into 17 points. Monmouth's bench with a huge spark, paced by 16 in the first half from Mike Myers' kid. Mike had 4 threes to be the game's high man with 16. The next closest Hawk, Marcus Ware, had 8. Austin Tillotson, 4 points and 3 assists, and Jesse Steele had 5. The Hawks shoot 45.5% in the first half. They only hit 5 of 10. I'm sorry, they hit 5 of 10 threes, led by Mike Myers' kit, going 4 of 5. The lead has changed hands twice. That happened really early. MU's last lead happened at 18-26 in the first half. But LIU's lead is cut down to 6 because of that big Hawk run. 43-37. Blackbirds over the Hawks. The Monmouth women's team defeated LIU earlier in a game right here, a double-digit win for Coach Paul Mateer and the Hawks. They've now won 5 games in a row as they're making their move. It started with that Hawk Holiday Classic Championship performance, couple of wins in the tournament, and they've had it going since then. We'll take another timeout. This time we'll step out for about 3 minutes or so. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the first half some more and look ahead to the second half. Again, LIU on top of Monmouth, 43-37, and we'll take our timeout on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the proud home of the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.